Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden in there and the composer whose style he's imitating. Tony Vileco is joining us from Binghamton, New York. Tony, welcome.
Welcome. Pleasure to talk to you, Bruce.
Oh, well, welcome to
Fred.
Tony, are you nervous?
Just a tad.
It's okay.
I said to my friends, if I, you know, screw this up, I'll never work in this town again. So.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Take a deep breath.
All right. Okay.
Tony, you're a singer, from what I understand. Is that right?
Yes, I'm a tenor, and started out as a boy soprano just a few years ago.
And what kind of tenor roles do you do?
Well, I don't do opera, Fred. I do mostly oratorio and recital work. It's a lighter voice. It's more suited to specifically music of the Baroque period, actually.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, being a singer, being on stage, you know, you have a few nerves, but you take a few deep breaths. You breathe from your diaphragm. It relaxes your whole body.
True.
So let your shoulders drop. Take a deep breath.
All right.
And here's Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
With your piano puzzler.
Okay. Wasn't as painful as I thought. I think I definitely heard the Surrey with the Fringe on Top from Oklahoma.
Right.
And composer-wise, I'm going to just take a stab here. Perhaps Brahms?
Well, you're in the right...
Schubert.
We have the right first sound. Shh.
And you're... Schumann.
Well, you're still in the right time period. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so something kind of in the romantic period.
And what about things like this?
Chopin.
Right, there you go. Right. You sound convinced this time.
I'm totally convinced.
Yeah.
Frederick Chopin, who wrote so many waltzes for the piano, waltzes and mazurkas, these dances in three or in six.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, what's going on in this piano puzzler?
Well, you know, the Surrey. I put it in three. It's usually in four. In fact, it's always in four. Except for now. And putting it in three and giving a little bit of these chromatic, instead of just one tone, giving it the chromatic accompaniment makes it sound more Chopin. And then little comments, this, which are all right out of Chopin. So every time the phrase ends, what are the words to this? Yeah, I think it's ducks and geese, bears, curry.
There we go.
When I take you out in
the Surrey.
When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Yeah.
So basically, if you put that in 3-4, and then little commentaries, and then a couple of harmonic shifts to make it more exciting. And then I thought I would play with the little, because it makes it sound more waltzy. And basically, the fun part is that Chopin usually has a, always has a B section, and so does a song. So this part. That's exactly the right length and style for a Chopin B section that Richard Rodgers did there, because Chopin basically wrote song forms. So it fit perfectly well, and I gave it the Chopin-esque B section feel. And then we come back, and basically it works.
The Surrey with the Fringe on Top in the style of Frédéric Chopin, this week's Piano Puzzler, put together by Bruce Adolph. And Tony Vileco, you got them both. You got the tune and you got the composer. Well done.
With your help there. Thank you, Fred.
So, do you feel better now?
I do. Yes, I do.
I'm glad. I'm glad we could all work this out together.
Success was achieved.
Absolutely. Tony, what's your public radio station?
It's WSKG-FM.
Tony Vileco from Binghamton, New York, thanks for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.